Blog Talk Radio.
Are you determined? Are you focused on accomplishing goals? Intellectually, you really want to reach these goals badly. It's just that you're having a challenge sticking to your goals. Well, that's what I want to talk about in today's Manformation podcast, how to stick to your goals. Got a lot of things to share with you, maybe some insight, some perspective, maybe a different way of looking at going after those feelings, emotions, what we call goals. I want to talk about systems. I want to talk about fitness. I want to talk about a lot of things in this Manformation podcast. Hello, hello, hello. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing today? I am Skip LaCour. I'm so glad you are here today, joining me once again for our daily ritual, our habit, our morning ritual, daily discipline, our mental toughness conditioning workout. You know, I'm here just to remind you of who you really are, what you're all about. This is how we start our day. We do it at a designated time. Today we do a lot of talk. We do a lot of feeling. Feeling emotion is what actually gets us to do things, right? But sometimes you just want to get there and just do it. Just do it. No more thinking. Just do it. That's kind of mode I'm in right now. You ready to just get it done today? Right? Seize the day with a sense of urgency. That's what I'm here to remind you. That's what I'm your accountability partner. You're my accountability partner. You're my accountability partner. Get it done today. All right? That emotion, that thinking is important. Right? Sometimes you just got to get it done. In this morning connection, I want to talk about how can I stick to my goals? How can I stick to my goals? I don't know about you. How many times have you been, you know, you have the imagination that I talk about, it's so important. You get yourself to believe. You get yourself to actually take action, right? You're committed to goals. But for some reason, something's just not jiving. You're just not congruent. You're just not fluent. You know, you may be going forward. Just stop, start, right? On an intellectual level, at least, I mean, you're committed to those goals, but you just can't stick to them. What's going on? Right? You know what it is? I mean, I look back sometimes and, you know, I had a particular goal, and, you know, like I said, I was really convinced that I wanted it badly. All right? And I don't know, maybe some time went on. I didn't even realize that I really wasn't plugging forward toward that goal until something else. And maybe I saw some other man, some other one on social media or whatever, and he was doing, I go, wow, he's doing exactly what I said I was going to do months ago. Whatever happened to that? Whatever happened? You didn't make a conscious decision to stop working towards your goals, to stop sticking to your goals. It just kind of wore away. And then you get that wake-up call where somebody else is doing it. Hey, I wanted to do that. What happened? And you just couldn't stick to your goals, right? Sometimes you just get worn out. The journey is too challenging. You can't figure out the pattern. You can't crack the code. And you just stop and, you convince yourself, oh, well, this isn't really important, whatever, only to find out that it was important, right? How can I stick to my goals? That's what I want to talk about during this morning connection. Guys, thank you so much for the comments down below over on the Manformation YouTube channel. Make sure you're subscribed there on Instagram, on Facebook, all my social media platforms, where they're coming from, LinkedIn or Twitter. Thank you so much. It gives me that what I'm doing here, I want to become even better at serving you, and I really appreciate all the comments and questions and suggestions. Those of you who join me live, thank you so much. I can't tell you how much I appreciate your comments. You appreciate what I'm doing for you. This is helping me think every single day. I hope it's doing the same for you. And I just want to tell you, I really appreciate the comments down below, the sharing, the liking, you know, spreading the message, right? So today I want to talk about how can I stick to my goals, right? I've been frustrated. We deal with men all the time through my one-on-one coaching, right? That's the purpose. You know, we set these goals. We get clear. We get imaginative. We do all the things we're supposed to. On an intellectual, we believe that this is what we're going to do. We just can't stick to it. We know we have the power. We know we have what it takes, the talent, the ability. Something's not aligning. You know, I'll tell you what, I've studied, you know, how can I become better? I've been just obsessed with personal about the mindset, the emotion, everything I talk about for over 36 years now. And, you know, there's all these fancy ways, and, you know, I talked about the beginning, you know, you can talk, but when it all comes down, you just got to push through and just do it. All the talking, all the motivational memes, I mean, out there. Sometimes when I get in the pattern and I'm thinking with my coaching clients, oh, I break through and I just want to share it with the world, something that was, you know, was really powerful to me. Because, you know, we're a little bit older now, but, man, the journey, it's continual. Right? It's continual. You're always going to be learning more. And when I learn something, you know, and I want to share it, and I want to think about it and break it down for you so that your journey will be a lot easier than mine. I want you to get the distinction strategies. Well, I've been in this think tank just thinking about it, all the seminars, all the coaching that I got, all the money that I spent, all the travel, everything, all the experiences. I want to just condense it down and give it to you. Serve it on a silver platter so you take it right away. And it seems like when I come up with the biggest distinctions, it all comes down to how badly do you want it, right? And maybe you know that where you've had these goals and you tried, you couldn't do it, and people, you finally achieved it, and so how did you do that? And, it, you know, you may have had the strategies, this and that, but it really is that firepower. There's a lot of guys who come to me that want to know, you know, whether it's training or nutrition, maybe some of the older guys watch my workouts for older men live broadcast. They love what I'm, how I'm specializing for older men. And I'm just telling you, it's something is in line. You want, there's something emotionally, whether it's where you spend your time and energy. It's really important you to be that provider for your family. It's really important for you that business and everything it does, maybe for your family, for yourself. And so much of your willpower, focus, energy, and time is going there where you're just not putting enough on actually executing that thing that you say. So you want it, but there are always all these things that you want. Maybe you do want it, but it's just being diluted. There's just not enough. You're not paying enough for that price, that willpower, focus, energy, and time. And, you know, when it all comes down to it, if you want it bad, and you'll figure it out. You'll figure out the pattern. Again, I talk about how pattern, everything runs in patterns. Some are more complex than others, but you'll figure it out if you want it, if you're resourceful, if you're gritty. But that's just basic stuff. Why do you need to be here with me every single day just to tell me, well, it comes down to how bad you want it. You know that. It's just that you think you do want it. And I know that frustrating, that spot. What I do, and when I look at the things in my life that I've done well, and I was persistent, I've shown that resilience, I was really connected emotionally to why that was important to me. I just did a great job selling myself that I was going to stick to my goals. It just meant everything in the world to me. Now I look back and, well, what was that storm going on in my head that I was so hell-bent on reaching that goal? I may not think that way now, but it was a story that I sold to myself at the time. A lot of times it's getting out of pain. I always talk about pain as a tool. Use it. Maybe I didn't describe it in my mind that way. But I'll tell you, when we want the best things in life, all these great feelings and emotions, I'm telling you, there will be a time where you are working towards that goal because of all the great things, and you're pouring it on, right? Your head. It's like, you know, you're sprinting to a finish line, and you realize that you're going to finish, you're going to win, right? The race isn't over, but you just have that confident feeling, and then you just pour it on, you dig in deep, and then it becomes fun. But until that point, it's pain, it's angst. I must change. I must get it done. So don't back away when you want to know how can I stick to my goals, that pain principle, right? And again, you don't want to make your life miserable, but if you want to get to that other side where you're just flowing and pouring it on, use that pain as a tool. But I've got even more insight than just that kind of stuff for you when it comes to how can I stick to my goals. And, you know, I read this great book. I mentioned it on a previous Morning Connection. I really want you to get this book. This transformed my life. It's stacked on all the other things and lessons and experiences and victories and defeats, all right, all the great mentors and coaches who I had and all those things. You know, maybe it just came at the perfect time for me, and I wanted it to be the perfect time for you, because in so many different ways, this man right now, all right, who comes to you with this energy and passion, this book It's probably one of the best books that I've read. And it's by Scott Adams. I want you to get this today. Get it on the audio book. Get the physical book. How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Win Big. How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Win Big. And it's by Scott Adams. And there's a lot of principles that if you really are joining me every single day and getting my vibe, getting my tone, getting my attitude, you'll see that there's a lot of it infused in me, right? Still growing at almost 57 years old. That's the exciting thing of life, right? And hopefully you're growing and getting some distinctions every time you join me for our mental toughness conditioning workout every time, right? So the point that I want to bring up in this book, because there's a lot of points that really shifted my mindset, really helped me pour it on, is that goals are for losers. That's his point. Goals are for losers. And you're thinking, well, what are you talking about? Skip, you talk about goals all the time, right? You know, see, I believe that goal that you want, it's just a feeling, emotion that you want. You want to experience a lot of pain you want to get out of, you know, and that's the term that most people can relate to, goals. And so that's why I use that term. But Scott Adams' point that I want you to entertain is that goals are for losers. Systems are what you want. Now, let me explain that, and I want you to get that book. You know, again, Scott Adams, How to Fail at Almost Everything and Still Win Big. And when he talks about when you specialize on one specific goal, you kind of block yourself in the chances of you experience what the goal is for, happiness, fulfillment, that I've done, or whatever it is, that emotion that's tied behind it. You block yourself in like with one chance when you go for that goal. You're either going to hit it or not. Many times, and maybe you have the experience now that you're a little bit older too, is that you did everything, right? You did stick to your goals. You were persistent. And you even reached that goal and was like, is this all there is? I did all that work. I sold myself every single day towards that single goal. I did it where other people couldn't. I impressed myself every single day, and you reached the goal. And it didn't give you all those emotions, those feelings that you wanted. It didn't pay off to the level that you wanted. My wife and I, we talk about it all the time. When my competing days and when she was a competitor, the biggest thing was like you work so hard, you convince yourself to work towards that goal, win that contest. The amount, willpower, focus, time, and energy for months, right? Putting your emotion on the line, your time, you're right? not doing everything a lot of times that you should be doing. And we did the contest, and you know, yeah, everybody said, hey, when's your contest? You look great, when's your contest? And you have to tell them for the 82nd time. It's in 4 weeks, right? And then you win the contest. Everything that you worked for, you reached the goal, all right? And the biggest joke we talk about is that feeling that you kind of, in your mind, while you're working so hard, going through the tough times, going for that goal, was like that there's going to be some big ticker tape parade when it came up. Everybody said, you won, and all these, whatever it is that you sold yourself, it doesn't happen. There's no ticker tape parade after you win that contest. And that was the thing that drove you to put so much time and energy. You achieved the goal. And then, you know, that same person that would bug you while you're dieting asked you 22 times when your show is about a month later. Hey, did you ever have that show? They didn't really care, right? And that's the thing, is like when you go for goals, that's a perfect example. Maybe you know that experience. A lot of guys who have competed, who listened, who watched this broadcast, is going through this journey together, right? That's when you're really specific on a goal. It could happen that way. I can tell you a few funny stories about that. And what he talks about are systems where, you know, you're going directionally, like towards and you have a lot of ways, you have a lot of skills that you have, that you're moving in a direction that you have many ways to win. You know, before I read this book, I did some things right, and I came up with the phrase, when you go on a journey, find a million ways to win. Okay? And, you know, some of my best examples, this morning connection example, I want you to get this, this concept down, is that, you know, here's a couple stories where I didn't do it right. I remember, back in 1999, where, for me, I mean, I totally focused my life to win the Team Universe Drug-Free National Championship every year. It was just my obsession for 6 months. More than willing to stick to my goals to do everything. You know, one day I'll have to tell you all the things that I did every single day. I mean, every minute of the day was visualizing, imagining, and working towards it, right? And many times I was just in amazing condition, and I achieved the goal. I don't know if it did a lot of great things. Maybe that's why you even know me. But not to the level that I expected. Certainly not that imagination that powered me through all that discipline, right? Got me to stick to my goals. And I remember that I brought my my buddy Tony with me to New York for the show, and worked hard for that show. You know, always think you're sticking to your goals, working towards it. And I remember after the prejudging, which is on Friday night, the show where they actually wore the trophies is on Saturday night. But I knew after the night show the night before that I wasn't going to win all that work for months. I would start 6 months before. Dieting, living that regimented, lonely lifestyle. That's how badly I wanted to stick to my goals and win that goal. And I remember it was a Friday night in a hotel room, and I remember I just put everything towards that goal that, and I knew I was going to win. It was just, I was crushed. I was devastated. I mean, I couldn't even sleep that night, and I was just kind of curled in a ball. And I remember I felt, well, not at the time, but later, I felt bad for my buddy Tony that he had to experience how devastated I was. Devastated, right? Because I knew I wasn't going to win. I pretty much figured out I was going to come in second place because everything was so specific on me achieving that goal, right? It's kind of funny now because if you go to Kai Green Skip LaCour 1999, that was the year. That's who I came in second place to. Kai Green, who has gone on to be probably the most popular bodybuilder in the world now, right? It's 20 years later. And if I would have known that, hey, wow, you know, this guy's gonna go on to be a superstar, like 1,000 times more popular than you, Skip, and you get the privilege to come in second place with him. You know, there were a lot of ways to win. I was just so focused on the goal. That's why I was devastated. You know, who would have known that, hey, I can tell this funny story 20 years later and teach you. That was one of the benefits about coming in second to Kai Green 20 years ago. And I was devastated. I was curling the ball like a baby because I was so devastated. But that is being so focused on a goal. And I'm going to give you an example of some things I did do right that I found a million ways to win instead of having the one goal. Here's another funny story again with my bodybuilding career. This was another year, 1996, where I came in second place. Same thing. Everything riding online. I think the year before I won, so I even put more pressure on myself. Now, that year I came in second place. I was devastated again. But you know what? This year I was pissed off that I didn't accomplish my one goal, right? Second place, given the whole country, second place, devastated and pissed off. What the heck, right? Well, something happened that year that got in my way. Again, I was structured. I was focused. But I was with Twin Labs. I had a contract with Twin Labs, a supplement company at the time. And they really messed up my last week of preparation. You know why? Because they ran this international commercial. I'll have to post that link. You can put Skip LaCour Twin Lab commercial. And this was like, you know, 23 years ago, where it was done by a New York City ad agency, right? I'm sure they spent a lot of money. It highlighted me, if you remember the commercial, a lot of guys who didn't even know me, they remember the commercial where I'm running up the stadium stairs. It was done at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, black and white, focus on my face, right? And I was the center of the commercial for this creatine, monohydrate, right? And the reason why I was so pissed, because the last week where I would just be holed up at home, just focusing, visualizing towards that one goal, winning the contest, I had to fly coast to coast, right? I was in L.A. Shooting these clips all night long, all during the day, running upstairs. I wouldn't be doing that my last week before the show. Then I had to fly to New York to do part of it in L.A., Pasadena, right? You know, doing all kinds of things all day long that just a week before I would never do. And it, in my mind at that time, it blew the contest, right? Well, it's so funny thinking about it now because there were so many ways to win. That commercial, it ran on the final four on national news at the time. It ran for a couple years, ESPN all the time. I mean, that's where people actually knew me from. I was winning big in a lot of other ways besides the one goal, all right? Okay, so you can think about how can you set up where you have a million ways to win. I did that, though, with most of my bodybuilding career. It was never, when I started learning about the contest, I would make sure that 2 weeks before, I would always do a photo shoot in my best shape. I would write articles to support if I'm going to get in shape. I had many, many ways to win, so I definitely did learn. The pictures that you see now, I had this vision that it would pay off later. So, again, so goals are for losers. You want systems. You want to get directionally there where it's not all counting on one thing. But, you know, those type of things, more ways to win, you can imagine a lot of ways. That will help you stick to your goals. Let's just bring it into the current, what I'm doing with this morning connection. You know, look, you know, I want the best. I want to grow. I want men who are just like you times 1,000 by now. I've been doing this every single day. If my goal was just views and that's how I base my esteem, or should I keep on going, stick to it, you know, it wouldn't have met my goals, those ambitious goals. But at the beginning of this journey, I thought of a lot of ways to win, right? So it's not just one, not just by how many views, not the pace of those views. You know, and in so many ways, I've got other ways. Just this relationship, just on emotional, get me fired up. So if the viewership doesn't grow, at least I get up every single day. So I'm living with that sense of urgency. I had to get up at, you know, 2:20 in the morning. I had to get myself up to start going at 3 o'clock more. So even if the viewership never, if you weren't even watching that, I'm still going to win. I'm still going to apply this to my life. You know, what the probably one of the best things about this is the men who invest in the one-on-one coaching with me. We go on a journey. I give them accountability, perspective, strategies towards their goals. They've made this a part of, you know, watching this, absorbing this, 10 or 15 minutes every single day. And it bolsters when we meet every single week their dreams. So they get me 7 days a week, in addition to the hour of power that we spend with those recorded calls. It bolsters everything. That's one thing that I didn't imagine coming out of all this effort. I have so many guys, man, you're coming up every single morning, right? You know, it just in my mind, and there's a lot of ways. There's a lot of ways. You can't just put it all on one thing. You got to find many ways to use that imagination. And I'll tell you, that's probably one of the biggest things that's going to help you stick to your goals, right? Because I'll tell you, if you just have one way to win, all right, it just narrows your chances. And at some level, you're just not believing it's going to happen to you. Find many ways to win. Many ways to win. I hope those were some good examples for you to understand what you're working towards, what feelings and emotions you're working towards. How can you find a million ways to win? And I'll tell you, if you sell yourself well enough, you're emotionally connected, you will know how to stick to your goals. Hey, wanted to invite you to join my 12-week fitness transformation journeys. I started doing this, and it was something that I had so many older men with busy, productive lives. Right? That's who I specialize in helping. I could help anybody reach their goals, but I specialize in helping men who are just like you, just like me, a little bit older, busy, productive lives. Men who are a little bit older, and they have a foundation of stability and success with their family and their business. Right? And now is the time to take their fitness to the next level. A lot of men, they were watching me during the contest that I talked about. they watched me there. And that was a big part of their life. A disproportionate of their willpower, focus, energy, and time. They did all these things in excess. And now, at this stage, they got their family business together. They're thinking back, I can't do all those things. You don't have to do all those things. And that's what I teach men. I'm not doing all those things. Still looking great here at 57 years old. A lot of men, it's the first time. They don't know me from bodybuilding. They don't put all this. It's the really first time, maybe less than a couple years, that they're putting their focus and attention, trying to crack code with all of this information all over the internet from the younger, passionate fitness expert. They want somebody their age, that's me, all right, who can break it down, what they need to know and what they don't need to know. So there's not so much confusion, frustration, and overall. They want to know how to stick to their goals. I'll tell you, it's a lot easier to stick to your goals when you're not all confused, wondering if you're doing it right all the time. Talk about the 80-20 rule. Where there's 100 things that you're supposed to do when it comes to, in this case, fitness. But 20 of them are going to make 80% of the impact. And for most men, to put it in the context of their busy life, they just need to get in shape. They need to find the 20 things, so to speak, that they need to get better and better at. And just forget about the 80, and they'll be fine. But what are those? I help them crack the code during this transformation journey. It starts with 3 one-hour coaching sessions with me, 3 consecutive weeks. That's where I talk to you personally. We work through it. The calls are recorded. Training, nutrition, mindset, you know, how to stack it with this mindset, right? But here's the purpose of this 12-week transformation journey. It's to stretch yourself, probably with standards and habits that you might not sustain, not go over, but you're not going to sustain maybe after the 12 weeks. Right? Let me explain that. Right? We all work better when we have deadlines. All right? When there's a start and a finish. And this is a sprint for 12 weeks. Body, mind, soul, stretch yourself. Right? We all work better in deadlines, when there's pressure, when there's accountability. You're accountable to me. You've got skin in the game. When you make your investment, not just financially, your investment of your willpower, focus, and your time, your hopes and dreams going on this 12-week journey. There's more pressure. There's more pain if you blow it. Those are the conditions where we actually do the things. That we don't just take on strategies. We actually do it. Right? So this is set up for you to sprint. Right? That imagination, once you feel it in your body because you've done it, you push yourself through, and you see your body and maybe conditions that you're not going to necessarily sustain, you'll never go back to where, the way you were because of this pressure, because of this deadline, because of the accountability. There's group session, coaching sessions every week. Those are recorded. You can download those. It keeps you going, but it's your personal journey. And the greatest thing about it is how you talk to me. We talk every week in text, email. We become friends during this journey, keep you accountable, the promises that you make to yourself. If you want to learn the strategies and transform your thinking, and then it's a continual, take it to the next level. I'm continually taking it to the next level. Then you want to do it now. Go to skipflacora.com/transformation. Fill out the questionnaire. Let's talk. We'll see if it's a good fit. And I say that because maybe you don't need this 12-week fitness transformation journey. Maybe I can give you some resources, answer a few questions. Maybe we can just do it in 1 or 2 coaching sessions. Maybe that's the best for your budget. I don't know. There's a million ways for you to win when you fill out that questionnaire at skipflacora.com/transformation. skipflacora.com/transformation. Let's do it. If you love this stuff, you want to be the total package physically, but also mentally and emotionally, let's stretch ourselves beyond what we would do so we feel in our body and our mind that we can do this. You'll have it for the rest of your life. It's all specifically designed for older men with busy, productive lives like you. All right, so that's going to do it. So much to talk about, right? Such a maybe complex subject. Maybe I've given you some things to think about when you know how can I stick to my goals. All right, hey, let's take on today with a sense of urgency, your physical body, health, fitness. Go to skipflacora.com/transformation, right? Fill out that questionnaire. Let's talk today, all right? Your business, your big goals, your legacy, your family, your connection, whatever it is, whether it's going very well for you, congratulations, your challenge, let's do this, right? Or somewhere in between. Let's live today with a sense of urgency. Let's make today count. Everything in life runs in patterns. Some are more complex than others. Right, you can figure it out even if you're a little slow. Sometimes I think I'm slow. Like, why is everybody else getting this? I know I have the talent and ability. I know I have desire. Right? What's going on? Just haven't figured out the pattern yet. It doesn't matter how long it takes you. As long as you figure out the pattern, everything runs in pattern. Remember that as you tackle your biggest challenges today. All right? Expect the best from yourself. Expect the best from your efforts. Expect the best from other people who you know you got this passion, you got this energy, you got this desire, you got this value to provide for them. Maybe they're not seeing it just yet. They will get you. You just keep on keeping on. And have that faith. Expect the best in other people. They will get you. Expect the best from yourself. Expect the best from your efforts. Expect the best from other people. They will get you. How can they not get you? You. How can they not get you? You are a force to be reckoned with. Have a great day. So that's going to do it for this Manformation podcast. Hey, join the live broadcast every single morning. I do it at 3 a.m. Pacific time, and it's on the Manformation YouTube channel. I have it on Instagram at Skip LaCour. I have it on Facebook at Skip LaCour page, but all over my social media. It'd be nice to connect with you live as I do this morning connection, this power, right, that's specifically designed for older men with busy, productive lives. That's what this Manformation podcast is all about. You can get a visual along with the powerful message. If there's anything that I have talked about you want to explore, you want to talk to me about, make myself available to you. Go to talkwithskip.com, talkwithskip.com. Go to my schedule. We'll set up 10 or 15 minutes to talk to you absolutely free, no charge. It'd be nice to connect with you if you're a type of man who goes for what he wants in life and you'll listen to this Manformation podcast.